The Burt Show.
So I don't think I was very professional yesterday. In fact, I know I wasn't very professional yesterday. So I had the photo shoot today to do yesterday at the airport, right? Because they have asked me to be an ambassador for the Did I tell you about this?
No.
Oh, you weren't here. Dude, I got it.
Finally?
I'm going to be on the billboard above the escalator.
On top of the escalator.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And all throughout the airport also.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome,
yeah, man.
Yeah. Congrats.
And the photo shoot was yesterday also, right?
Nice.
So Amanda and I went down there. She was acting as my makeup and hair person.
Mm. And she was your glam squad.
She was my glam squad. I actually hired a legit one for beforehand. Mm. And then as my hair got tweaked when I went down there, she was the one doing
touch-ups, man.
Yeah, touch-ups. Right. So we get down there. You guys, here's where I wasn't very professional. First of all, I didn't know that I wasn't technically supposed to reveal that I was selected, and I certainly wasn't supposed to reveal the other people that were selected.
Oh, no.
Did you not read the email again?
It didn't say it in there because I went back and it didn't say under no circumstance, do not reveal these other. No, so I rattled off the entire list yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And they were cool about it when I got there. They were really, the Monicas were awesome. They're really, really, really cool. But I could tell they was like, really wish you wouldn't have done that. Because it's not supposed to be revealed till April 15th.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow. You were way early.
Yeah, way early. But that's not the reason why I was unprofessional yesterday. If you don't know the history of this whole thing, I travel quite a bit. In fact, I'm starting a sleeve of passport stamps on my arm. That's how much I love traveling.
I forgot about that. You literally are the perfect ambassador for Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
They were taking pictures of that arm left and right yesterday.
Oh,
I thought
it
was so cool, right? And when I would go to the airport, my ego couldn't handle that there were Atlanta representatives in that airport on that escalator and all over, and I have never been asked. My ego, I wanted this so badly. Like, forget about awards and local awards and stuff like that. This is the thing that I really, really wanted. I wanted my kid to be walking through the airport, or me with family, or me with Amanda, and then we're coming up the escalator, and there's my face. That would be awesome, right? But no, they have had Dominique Wilkins. That guy.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, what did he do for Atlanta?
What did he do for the city? And the mayor.
Oh.
Right?
Ludicrous.
Oh, another one. Oh, he's asking anybody.
So they asked me to do it, and yesterday I went down there, and here's where the unprofessional part was. You guys, I was so giddy yesterday.
Were you cheesing?
Oh, my God. I was probably trying way too hard. I was cheesing big time. I was smiling ear to ear the entire time.
Did your cheeks hurt after the photo shoot was done? Because if they did, you smiled way too big.
I think probably. they could have told me to do any position, anything, and I would have said, absolutely. Whatever you guys want, I will do.
Bend over. Let's pretend like there's a plane coming out to burn.
I think I made some stupid joke initially, like, oh my God, you guys, I heard that I get to fly a plane today. Damn.
Oh, you are so Sam.
Oh my God.
Come on.
Just trying way too hard. I mean, I was already selected. There was really nobody to impress yesterday. But I really was in like, I couldn't almost like stop laughing the entire time because I'm like, oh my God, this is really happening. I've wanted it so much. Oh. And check out this irony, this coincidence. Do you know where my photo shoot was yesterday? And I hope I'm allowed to say this.
Well, I was watching your Insta story.
They wouldn't let me put stuff up, really.
I'm going to assume it was in the international terminal.
It was. Oh. What else is in the international terminal?
Oh, where we take off for Bert's Big Adventure.
Same gate.
Shut up, really?
And they didn't know that. So when we do Bert's Big Adventure, the trip that we take with kids that have chronic and terminal illnesses down to Disney World, Endeavor secures gate F14. They didn't know that. The airport didn't know that. And it just happened to be that's where the photo shoot was yesterday also.
Cool. It's really good light there, so I get it.
Really good light. The tower was right in the back of me, and I'm not confirming or denying if one of the pictures has the tower behind me and stuff like that. But it was in the exact same gate, so it gave me an easy sort of reference to talk about the airport. But I will apologize to them because I was on cloud nine yesterday.
You were just a big old goober, weren't you?
Dude,
I was all the teeth, man. I'm glad I paid for the veneers yesterday. So they've asked me to be at the official press conference, which will be on April 15th. And then I could tell you guys.
Wait, we're going to find out that you're going to be an ambassador?
Well, then you're going to find out who else is going to be the ambassadors outside of the ones that I told you yesterday.
Oh, there's more.
And I think. I'm just saying that to save my butt. Yeah. I apologize to the airport for revealing that when apparently I wasn't supposed to, but it was an awesome thing.
Oh, you're just so excited.
I was just so dang excited. Congratulations.
You were giving golden retriever energy, baby.
Totally, man.
You were peeing on everything at the airport.
I really was. I was totally cheesing me.
This is my airport.
Yes, finally.
It's just a picture, man. It's just a picture. All right, so our producer Amber thinks that we have completely neglected one part of town, and dang it, she's going to put an end to it today. What part of town is that?
The South Side, and I don't think I know. Okay, something about Atlanta, people who live in Georgia, especially in this area, they only think of Atlanta, but the South Side.
Hold for a second here. Mo, what cities is she talking about on the South Side of Atlanta? The guy that never leaves Sandy Springs. What are the cities?
South Side.
Yes, sir.
The South Side would be Decatur. Where is greater? Nope.
It's south of here.
That's what I was referring to.
It's on the south side of something.
South side is?
We need another one.
You need another one because you didn't even get one yet.
Marietta.
Are you serious?
What?
No.
That's west. Why does this continue to shock y'all every week? I don't know.
It's on the opposite side.
Okay. Well, if you go, huh?
Yeah, one week and you and I are just going to get in the car and we're just going to circle for a minute. Okay. All right, let's do it.
Come by and see me. I'm down there.
What's he missing out on?
So I'm talking about Riverdale, Georgia. I went to H Mart. Now, if you're unfamiliar, H Mart is an amazing international grocery store. I believe it's mostly Asian things, but it's amazing. So they have this little food court there, about five or six different types of food. And one of the ones that I was really excited to try was the K-Dog. So the name of the place is Old K-Dog and Egg Toast. So freaking good. If you don't know what a K-Dog is, imagine like a really sexy corn dog, but it's fried differently. And there's like cheese in it and the potatoes and different stuff that you can put into it. Different condiments, sweet, spicy, savory.
I've never heard somebody refer to as a corn dog as sexy.
Is it like undressed?
That is the first. why is it sexy?
I tend to refer to a lot of things as sexy, but okay. It isn't really the...
It sounds like a roti corn dog.
It is amazing. Actually, I'm going to make a TikTok about it later on today, but it's the cheese pull of biting a K-Dog that has the mozzarella cheese in there. It is an experience that you just do not understand.
So there's a hot dog.
Yeah.
And it's deep fried in cornmeal or potatoes or something like that.
Yeah.
And then there's also cheese inside of it.
It can be. And then like on the outside of it, you can put like sugar on it. It sounds insane. Mm. But Korean foods always do sound crazy until you try them.
That's fair.
And it is amazing.
Okay. I've never seen you so excited.
I love food, bro.
I'm not mad.
It's the only thing that's never let me down.
And well, the only place to get it is in Marietta.
On the south side, baby.
So come on down to H Mart, Clayton County in the south side. It's left on Riverdale, Georgia. It's got a nice H Mart. So have a lot of fun and save some money from your wallet as well.
All right. South side represented. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.